This is Hearts of Oak podcast. Free speech, religious disagreement, children's rights, and open and free discussion on any topic are bedrock to a democratic free society, and we seek to promote and champion these basic rights. Join us. Let's keep the conversation going.
Hello and welcome to another Hearts of Oak info video where, over a couple of minutes, we try and make sense of some of the big issues we currently face. And today we're going to look at grooming gangs and specifically the worst areas in the UK for grooming gangs. There are many measures that you could use for this. This video, we will look at conviction rates. We will look at other measures later on, but today conviction rates to show us the areas where grooming gang cases are highest. So let's go and have a look across the UK. The worst area in the UK for convictions for involvement with raping children as part of grooming gangs is Rochdale in Greater Manchester. The council there is Rochdale Borough Council, and the police force is the Greater Manchester Police. Over seven trials, there have been 46 convictions for individuals involved in these crimes. There were five at a trial in 2010, another nine at another trial in 2010. Then in 2012, there was a trial with nine convictions. In 2013, there was a trial with five convictions. In 2016, there was a trial with nine convictions. Another trial in 2016 had four convictions. And the latest one in Rochdale has been in 2017, where there were five sent away for this crime. There are many reports, and in Rochdale, it's been the Kofi inquiry, which was 2013, the last time there's been a full-on inquiry looking specifically at Rochdale. There have been many police investigations, Operation Augusta, 2004-2005, a lot of controversy on that because it was shut down early, just when they were beginning to look into and get names and find out what was happening, it was shut down. Operation Span was in 2010. Operation Doublet was in 2012. The second area in the UK that has the highest conviction rate for rape of children in grooming gangs is Rotherham in South Yorkshire. Rotherham Metropolitan Borough Council are the council there, and the police are South Yorkshire Police. Over seven trials, there have been 39 convictions. The first back in 2010 had five individuals convicted. Then in 2016, there was a trial with six convicted, and then later on with seven. In 2017, there are also two trials. First one had five individuals convicted. The second one had three. In 2018, a trial convicted seven individuals. And in 2019, six individuals were sent down. Those are the ones we know of. And the many reports and inquiries into what happened there and institutional failings. In 2001, the Weir Report, Rotherham Council and the Home Office. 2002-2007 was the Heal Report, that was South Yorkshire Police. 2012-2014 had the Home Affairs Committee looking into it. 2014, the Jay Inquiry came out with their results of looking at Rotherham Council. And soon after that, the council was disbanded and had to go for election completely. And the Casey Inquiry, 2015, Communities and Local Government. Now, there have been many police investigations into Rotherham. Operation Central, 2008-2010. Operation Clover, 2013-2017. Operation Stovewood, 2015. And a review into the South Yorkshire Police by the National Crime Agency, operation called Operation Linden. And we were told that would take 8 years and cost £30 million. Of course, there could be more operations. There could be more cases. Those are the ones the public are allowed to know about. The third town that has the most convictions is Huddersfield in West Yorkshire, a town that has not really been on the map or publicised regarding this issue. The council there is Kirklees Council, and the police are the West Yorkshire Police. Over six trials, there have been 38 convictions. There were 19 sent down in a huge trial in 2018. Then in 2019, there were two trials. Two were convicted and then 6 were convicted at the later trial. In 2020, there were also 2 trials. 7 were convicted at the earlier one, and 1 was convicted at the final one. And then bring us up to this year, 2021. In July 2021, 3 individuals were convicted, sentenced, and sent down for the crime of participating in raping children as part of a grooming gang. And the 4th town that has the worst convictions is Oxford. That's a surprise. Again, not usually on the map or on the discussions around this topic. But yes, Oxford. Oxford City Council is the council there. And the police are Thames Valley Police. Over 6 trials, they have had 27 convictions. The first one back in 2013, where 7 individuals were convicted. In 2016, 2 trials. First one with 2, second one with 4. 2018, also 2 trials. The first one with 8 and the second one with 3. And up to 2020, in January 2020, 3 individuals were charged, convicted, and sentenced for their part in grooming children. Again, there have been reports and inquiries into Oxford, not as many as some others. There was a report in March 2015. It was Oxfordshire Safeguarding Children Board looking into that. And there have been many police operations as well. There have been Operation Bullfinch, 2011, Operation Silk, 2015, and Operation Spur. Once again, there may be others. Those are the ones the public are allowed to know about. The 5th town with the most convictions for this crime is Newcastle. Newcastle City Council is the council there, and Northumbria Police are the police force. Over 3 trials, there have been 24 convictions. The first one back in 2014 with 2 convictions. And then in 2017, a trial in August had 18 sentenced for this crime. And in November 2017, there were 4 sentenced. There have been a number of police operations. Operation Shelter was in Newcastle, Operation Sanctuary, Northumbria, and Operation Optic. Also, there have been reports of trials that have collapsed, which is very dark when you begin to look into that. We'll look at that later on when it's come to court, the whole trial has collapsed. Seemed to be a failure for institutions to discuss this and pass on information. Whether or not they purposely wanted it to collapse, that is a whole other story. So that's Newcastle. And the final town we'll look at, we could look at many more, but we'll draw a line at this, is Keighley. That is in Bradford in West Yorkshire. The council there is the Bradford Metropolitan District Council, and the police are the West Yorkshire Police. There have been 3 trials with 18 convictions. The first one, one of the earliest ones, back in 2005, when 2 men were sentenced and put away for this crime. In 2013, another 2 were sentenced and put away. In 2015, there was a large trial, and this had 11 convicted of that crime. And the latest one this year, 2021, was in June, when 3 men were sentenced and convicted and put away for participation in this.
If you like what we do, sign up to our mailing list, donate, share, and subscribe to our many platforms at heartsofoak.org. Thank you for listening.